When most of us pray, what we pray for is normally for the betterment of our lives upon the earth. We normally pray that things be perfected in our families. We normally pray that things be perfected in our workplace, things be perfected in our body, so that we can live in good health. You notice the prayers everywhere, most of the religions, be it Christianity, be it Islam, be it, you know, Buddhism or whatever, it's just a prayer for the betterment of their lives. Long life, riches, honor, and promotion upon the earth. You see, but Jesus Christ introduced another type of prayer. He taught us how we should pray. See, the prayer that every man who finds himself in this system called the world is a prayer that he realizes God's kingdom. It's a prayer that he realizes that narrow path that leads to life. It's a prayer that he rediscovers the glory, the kingdom, the majesty associated with God's kingdom. So that is where the prayer of the saint should be. Meaning our focus is on the glory of that kingdom which is God's. Our focus should be rediscovering that glory, that power, that honor bestowed upon us from the foundation of the world. So the time comes when we begin to cease from trying to perfect that which is imperfect, If you go quickly to the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 15, it says, that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. Now he's talking about the system that we find ourselves in, called the world. So that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is waiting cannot be numbered. We're talking of life here as pure human beings. Science, innovations, new discoveries, methods, be it religion, be it not religion, all these things cannot in any way bring about that desired perfection that we seek as men. Is it possible? The running to and fro, seeking solutions here and there, cannot bring about the happiness, the peace, the satisfaction, the healing that we seek. It's just impossible. Jesus Christ confirms this again when he says, in this world you will have tribulation. In the world you will have what? Tribulation. Tribulation is hell, anguish of soul, pain, sorrow. See, that is the portion for those who live in the system called the world. So, but he said that I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. He says in me you will have that peace, that satisfaction, that healing and everything that you seek. For this reason, he comes to reveal a new system. He comes to reveal a new world. Praise God. And he says that I prepare a place. I prepare a realm. I prepare a kingdom. I prepare a world. And I gather you into that world. See, where I am in my world, in my kingdom, in my dimension, there my servant will be also. Praise God, I give you a kingdom. This is the kingdom and the glory that all men lost in their descent in Adam. And he has come to restore that thing. That is the place we can find that fulfillment that we seek. No other place. Praise God. We have to come to the place where we understand that he did not come here to the earth to kind of better our lives here upon the earth as men, but rather to unveil the original and to return us back into that original. Praise God. Now many people pass through this earth. Many people pass through this life without discovering this place that Jesus Christ is speaking about. This place of pure delights. A realm of pure pleasures. A realm of joy unspeakable. A realm of absolute liberty. very few people ever discover this realm in the days of their flesh. See, but if a man passes away in this world without seeing this, that doesn't close the door upon him eternally. In Job chapter 28, the Spirit is once more testifying concerning this realm, this place that Jesus Christ has come to reveal to mankind. This is where our consolation lays. Praise God. Job chapter 28 verse 1 says, surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. He set an end to darkness and set out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitants, even the waters forgotten at the foot, for they are dried up. They are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as of fire, the stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. There is a path where no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye have not seen. The lion's whelp have not trodden upon it, nor the fierce lion passed over it. See, the Spirit is already speaking about a realm. There is a place. Hallelujah. There is a place. There is a realm where man puts an end to darkness. Darkness is ignorance. Darkness is associated with pain, with death, with sorrow. The world lives in this realm of gross darkness where there is no knowledge of anything that is God. Religion has no knowledge of God. See, the systems of men, their moralistic systems, everything, there is absolutely no knowledge of God. That is the realm of darkness. But the Spirit is testifying here that there is a realm, a place, where man puts an end to darkness. Oh, hallelujah. And he searched out all perfection. He discovers the beauty of perfection. Hallelujah. He discovers dust of gold, silver, divinity, salvation. Hallelujah. Immortality, lights. He discovers a kingdom of marvelous light, unlimited possibilities, a kingdom of abundance. Hallelujah. Praise God. A place where bread comes out of the earth and the dust is dust of God. It talks of life in abundance. Hallelujah. This is paradise. This is a realm of infinite possibilities and abundance. It is the realm of the Spirit. This is the realm that Jesus Christ has come to announce to the world, to show to the world. This is where the consolations of man rests. Your consolation does not, you know, lie in some kind of system of religion out there. See it? You can go on year after year, year after year after year, but you will never find that perfection and that salvation in those systems of religion. See, you cannot find that perfection by going on some kind of pilgrimage to some kind of mountain somewhere, located somewhere upon the earth, and staying there alone and fasting for years and days. You cannot find that place in this manner. No man knows this place. That's why it says that the ravenous beasts, the lions, the vultures have not seen this path, this narrow path that leads to life. They cannot locate it. It's not a realm for the carnal. It's not the realm for man. Praise God. But it's a realm for those who hearken to the voice of God's Spirit. It's a realm for those who patiently follow the leading of the Spirit of God. Patiently, the Spirit of God will lead you through that narrow path. The Spirit of God will lead you to the eye of the needle. Hallelujah. He will lead you into that realm which no man has seen or can ever see. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit that translates our soul from the kingdom of darkness into that kingdom of marvelous light of God, where we can once more live life to the fullest. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more bitterness, no more bloodthirstiness. You are free, 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 free from a sinful nature. Free from the attachments to a world that truly does not exist. Hallelujah. This is the Spirit testifying right from the days of Job. Testifying of this blessed realm. Hallelujah. This is God's kingdom. So this is the eternal kingdom that Jesus Christ came to reveal upon the earth. See, the kingdoms of men, which are actually formulations of their own imaginations, dissolve with time. They all pass away. See, those who carry on in that illusion only invite for themselves pain and sorrow. See, day and night you simply labor to perfect that which is imperfect. You labor to retain that which is not eternal. You labor to preserve that which is not preservable. Hallelujah. But the days come when you begin to let go of all, let go of all, to partake of that kingdom, that realm that Jesus Christ has prepared for us. Hallelujah. Right from the days of old, the Spirit has been seeking to elect man. Said, show man the way back into God's kingdom. Said, anytime God comes down upon the earth to save man, all he wants to do is simply reveal that dimension, reveal that world. See, reveal the glory in that dimension which Christ came to testify about. Hallelujah. Isn't it, at times it sounds disappointing? at times the gospel is not very attractive to people because it doesn't seem to want to directly address your problems. But in reality, it is addressing our problems. But the only way is that it doesn't address our problems, see, by going through the way of man, but rather it addresses our problems by revealing to us that which is original, that which is God's. That is the only way we can find true healing in every aspect of our lives, is simply by rediscovering the glory that is in God's kingdom. Nothing else we do. It says, seek ye first the kingdom and every other thing will be added. Seek ye first the kingdom, your family problems will be solved. Seek ye first the kingdom, you will discover the healing that you are seeking for. Seek ye first God's kingdom, you will discover the joy you are seeking for. Seek ye first the kingdom, you will discover true eternal riches that you are seeking for. Seek ye first the kingdom and all the other things will be added to you. See, majority, the multitude go about seeking solutions to their problems rather than seeking God's kingdom. We all are falling into that error one way or the other. We try to seek solutions to our problems and neglect God's kingdom. How can we ever solve the problem when we do not go back into that which is perfect? Praise God. Hallelujah. So we've seen men who have spent many years of their life seeking solutions and they never found them. Praise God. But thank God for the grace that we have through the gospel today. Hallelujah. He has come to preach a kingdom of perfection. He has come to preach a kingdom of light. Hallelujah. If we go quickly to the book of Genesis, the book of Genesis chapter 28. This is a story we all know. Something that happened in the time of Jacob. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 28 verse 10. I just started from verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereupon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Jacob woke out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Praise God. Hallelujah. So you see, Jacob saw this ladder in his vision from the earth extending up to heaven. And he saw angels ascending and descending upon this ladder. And upon the ladder, that's in the on the path that reached up to heaven, he saw God, the Lord God, standing upon the ladder. That is on top. That's up in heaven there. Hallelujah. So what this vision is, a symbolic vision revealing. So this is the vision revealing the very will of God for our lives today. It's a vision revealing the workings of the Spirit of God in our lives today. Because the only thing that can give us the blessings, the healing, the peace that we seek is discovering this ladder that Jacob saw in that vision. See, discovering this ladder means discovering the gate. Praise God. Discovering this ladder means discovering the Father. Hallelujah. For this reason, Jesus Christ says, "I am that ladder. I am that way. I am the truth. I am that way. I am that door. I am that gate." So you cannot come to the Father. You can't get back to God except by me. We must all ascend that ladder. Now somebody will wonder, why were those angels ascending and descending continuously upon this ladder? See, these angels are messengers. So all they simply do is to go up, listen, hear, and whatever they see and hear above, they bring it down upon the earth and reveal it to those at the bottom of the ladder. They simply come forth to announce what they have seen and they have heard beyond in that invisible realm. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the way by which we are illumined or enlightened by the things concerning the ages to come in Christ. He has come to reveal the things to come. He has come to, you know, reveal the secrets of God's invisible kingdom. Hallelujah. You can imagine the kind of void, the infinite gap between humanity and God's kingdom. See, there has been a type of an infinite separation between mankind and anything that is God's. See, but God has furnished us with this ladder, which is a type of connection back into the spirit realm, a connection back into God's kingdom, so that we can once more know the heartbeat of God, so that we can once more realize the things that pertain to God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Jesus confirmed that he is that ladder when he met with Nathanael in John chapter 1. I'll quickly go to John chapter 1 verse 51. It says, "And he said unto him," very verily, this is Jesus to Nathanael, "very verily I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Hallelujah. you shall see heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So this is the work of God today. Hallelujah. These angels ascending and descending only represent the ministration of the Spirit of God that is given to us to announce and to unveil God's invisible kingdom for us, so that we can enter in and be partakers thereof. Hallelujah. Herein lies our consolation, to enter in into God's kingdom. See, but how can you enter in when you do not see and you do not hear? Hallelujah. For this reason, it says in John chapter 16, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you the things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are what are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He shall announce things to you to come. He shall show you things to come. See, the Spirit, whatever he hears, that's what he speaks. See, the Spirit of God is that invisible force of God working in us. Hallelujah. Revealing things to come in us concerning God's kingdom. It's a wave. The wave of God edifying us this hour, illumining us and unveiling the eyes of our understanding, so that we can become consciously aware of God's kingdom. Corinthians says that the Spirit of God is given to us to know the depths of God, the deep things of God, pertaining God's kingdom, God's world, God's realm. It's not a realm of man, but rather the realm of God. Praise God. So you see, that is why we should always learn to be still. Learn to listen continuously to the voice of the Spirit, because the Spirit simply reveals the real world for us to enter in back to. The ladder is there for us to climb back and be united in one in God consciousness. This is the only way we can find that peace and glory and power. There's no other solution. Oh, hallelujah. When John was taken up into heaven, in the book of Revelation chapter 4 verse 1, Bible says that he was taken through a door into heaven. He was taken up into heaven. See, he saw that same gate and he passed through it. And in reality, he was given a first-hand view of what obtains in God's kingdom. The Bible says that he saw, you can go back to read in Revelation chapter 4, that he saw one seated upon the throne of God. Hallelujah. Upon the throne, rather. Quickly read it. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat on the throne was to look like a jasper and sardis stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like an emerald. Hallelujah. Praise God. This was what John the Apostle saw first hand. Praise God. The first thing he sees when he passes through that door is this throne. Hallelujah. And one seated upon this throne. There's only one that sits upon that throne. In reality, that is the only one that inhabits that realm in eternity that the Spirit of God is unveiling to us today. Hallelujah. Those who can climb this ladder and go beyond will sit upon that throne. Hallelujah. This is God's kingdom. It is a realm where we all live by the same Spirit, walk by the same anointing, sit upon the same throne, speak with the same voice, live unto the same name. Hallelujah. So that there is only one. Praise God. Only one. There are no two personalities. There is nothing apart from that one who sits upon the throne. And this is the Lord God. Praise God. So you can see that as we climb that ladder, every trace of our humanity is no more. As we climb that ladder, the old man or the identity we lived in as men upon the earth dissolves totally, so that all that exists is the Lord from heaven. Praise God. It's only in Him that our consolation lies. It's only in Him that our healing and satisfaction comes. It's only in Him that we can find stillness and peace. Let us not deceive ourselves into thinking that something out there can satisfy us. The money can be for a moment. The health can be for a moment. The physical bodies can be for a moment. The occasion that you live in or the circumstances that you live in for now can be for a moment. But that which John the Apostle sees beyond that gate, that which Jacob saw upon the ladder, abides forever. Praise God. So you can see the angels that ascend and descend simply come to edify us in the knowledge of the one that inhabits heaven. See, all these ministrations that we receive from the Spirit today, it simply comes to illumine us, to become, make us once more aware of God's realm, to make us once more aware of the invisible kingdom of lights. This is the dimension that Jesus Christ says, I have prepared for you. Praise God. This is the dimension for those who are baptized into the name of Jesus. Because that name is the only name that is seen or heard above the ladder, beyond the gates. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if you go around to this world today, there are many, many, many versions of the gospel. Many, many versions. Everybody has their own version of the gospel. See, different versions of the gospel. But it's important that we get the hope of our calling very, very, very clear. And in getting this hope clear, we lay hold on that true eternal life that Jesus Christ came to reveal to us. See, Jesus Christ came to the earth to preach the gospel unto the Gentiles. He came to preach the mystery of God's kingdom. He came to preach the mystery of life to a dead world that is, you know, that lives under the shadow of darkness. Hallelujah. If you go to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, it says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, and believed on in the world, and received up in the glory. See, now what did he come to preach unto the Gentiles? The Gentiles are those who are annihilated from the life of God. The Gentiles are those who are, you know, living in the transgression of Adam, separated from anything that God is, in absolute darkness. These are the Gentiles. But he has come to do what? To preach God's kingdom. As the light of the world, he has come to reveal God's kingdom, to reveal the mystery of godliness. He has come to reveal our part in God's kingdom, so that in seeing and in understanding we might all be saved, because herein lies the salvation. The salvation is found only in God's kingdom. So we who have ears to hear the voice of the Spirit admonish to continue in the things that we hear. See, as we hear the voice of the Spirit, we are admonished to begin to walk by faith in the knowledge of the Son of God in us. Walk by faith in relation to God's kingdom. See, we have to ascend that ladder and no longer walk in the ignorance of the Gentiles, those who inhabit the lower part of the ladder. Rather, we must ascend that ladder, see, through what we hear, through the tidings that we hear from the Spirit. We must ascend that ladder and tunnel our way through that door right now. Hallelujah. By faith right now. By faith right now, enter in, climb that ladder right now, and unite ourselves with him that is above the ladder. So when we do that, we begin to speak with one tongue. We begin to see with the eyes of the Spirit. We begin to all walk in that one name of the Lord which spans eternity. It is no longer I, it's no longer you, it's no longer the personality born so so and so here in that part of the world, but rather it is that personality that has been from the beginning of the world. Because we all live on account of him that has been from the foundation of the world. Praise God. We must marry these words that we hear, precious words. Because these things that we hear today, these things being revealed to us by the Spirit, are the only things that abide throughout all eternity. Every other thing will vanish with time, will dissolve with time. The grow old, the wear away, and all that, they all disappear with time. But that thing which is beyond, that thing which is beyond that gate which Jacob saw, that thing which is above the ladder is eternal. It can never pass away. The peace can never be disturbed. The joy can never be disturbed. The prosperity can never be disturbed. It simply remains there from eternity to eternity in a timeless realm. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Spirit is revealing to us today that we are all that one body. We are all that, you know, one spirit that sits upon the throne. So what do we do when we hear these things? We begin to love one another, respect one another. You see it? Edify one another, lift up one another, encourage one another. See, because we are, when we see each other in the flesh, we are actually seeing an instance of ourselves in another body. So we ought to worship one another, serve one another, edify one another, lift up one another in the faith. Hallelujah. I was listening to a brother the other day, and he says that when you climb a mountain, you have to assist one another as we climb up. Praise God. Likewise, man, we must edify one another in the faith, in the knowledge of the truth, and love one another. Continuity in the faith, knowing that in reality that we are one body. Hallelujah. So let us ascend that ladder. May God give us grace. Amen.
He makes the